This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Brad Hutchcraft on the line from On Eagle's Wings, a division of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. We're going to be talking about the coronavirus and specifically its impact on Native America. Brad, some of those headlines I was reading said, you know, advocates are saying that their failing health facilities on these reservations aren't ready to tackle a crisis like the coronavirus, and they're not getting help from the federal government. You guys have teams and workers on these reservations. What are you hearing from them?
Well, you know, these obviously are crazy days that we're living in, Katie, and what is going on is having an impact on everyone. Everywhere we look, there are people dealing with a wide range of challenges. We're seeing reports on the news every night on just about every aspect of the coronavirus crisis, except about the first people of this continent, our Native American brothers and sisters. And they're definitely weighing on my heart and in my prayers a lot these days, because I've seen a handful of news articles and reports about the challenges being faced on reservations, but that's mostly because I'm specifically looking for them. I'm Googling for this and everything, and most of these are in local newspapers from on or near a reservation. And what I'm finding as I'm sharing some of these needs on social media is most of America has no idea what's going on in Native America. And the issues that are happening other places are exponentially true on reservations. They're playing catch up with testing like everywhere is. The facilities are being overwhelmed and there's an exploding number of cases, but there's more than that. The medical facilities are understaffed even without a pandemic. On a day-to-day basis, they are. Accessibility to this care is a big factor, as many people are living in very remote locations where it's harder to get the care they need. Getting communication to everyone quickly that needs it is more challenging. We live in a world where everyone's got a smartphone that's walking around, and that's just not the case in all these Native communities, especially with some of the elderly that are still very much living off the land and living the way they always have. And in some cases, speaking primarily their native language. And so communication can be more challenging. And then there's many underlying health challenges that are occurring at even higher rates than the rest of the U.S. just on a daily basis. And so when you add in this crisis, the coronavirus crisis to this, it just makes for a really challenging situation for the medical care out there. But it doesn't end there. The poverty rate in Native America is over 2 times the national average on reservations and can be over 4 times the average in a lot of these communities. So things we take for granted. I see all my friends posting on social media and everything about, man, I had to stand in line for this need and this need, and I'm trying to find toilet paper as everyone is. And but when you look at things we take for granted, just running water, and the fact we can just go wash our hands whenever we want to with running water and we don't have to haul it, the money to buy hand sanitizer or some of the necessities, or stocking up on food so you don't have to keep going out, these are all more of a challenge because of these rates of poverty. And money aside, I lived on a reservation in Arizona for nearly 15 years where I had to drive over an hour to stock up on groceries, and that makes things more challenging. I mean, imagine every grocery run, every time you need to check, is something in stock, you've got to drive over an hour for it. And you add to that just the love that Native families have for each other. It's the family structure. More than any place else I've seen, Native families believe in caring for each other, especially as they get older. Right now, my family of five is following advice of people and staying home and taking care of each other, but that's a family of five. I've seen small homes in these Native communities where you have many more living in one place as they care for each other, many times 3 generations of people living under the same roof. So isolating the sick from the well isn't as easy as it is in most places that we're hearing. And you look at the fact that while a snapshot of this is how hard this can hit Native America can be found on the Navajo Nation. Currently, the beautiful Navajo people make up 2% of Arizona's population, but are representing 11% of Arizona's COVID-19 cases right now. That is just one snapshot. That can happen with the Native population in any state, because when you have the group that has been provided with the least resources, yet has the highest percentage of cases, well, prayer and practical help is going to be huge. to well, cut that, to the oh, oh yeah.
I was going to ask a follow-up question if that's okay, but I just I wanted as you know, we have talked and your dad and I have talked over the years and how prevalent despair is for a variety of reasons on reservations. And it seems like when you're confronted with a challenge like COVID, it seems like it would drive despair even deeper. So the first part of my question is, you know, is that the case? And then the second part is, how are you guys ministering the hope of Jesus in the midst of this?
Well, I would say that, yeah, long before the virus invaded reservations, there was so much brokenness. Suicide among Native women in recent years is up 139%. And this too long invisible epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous women, it's finally reached a national level where people are starting to take notice. But that has been an awful aspect of what's going on in Native America because of other people that are coming in and being part of the problem instead of part of the solution. And the serial tragedies of young people dying from addiction and suicide. And yeah, now this viral bomb is going off across Native America and all these issues are piling up. And if you look back at just even the H1N1 flu epidemic, the rate was four times, the death rate was four times that of any other ethnic group in this country, just because of a lot of what we've talked about. And I would say that as far as what we are trying to do as a ministry and with just our ministry partners across this country, on reservations across this country, is first of all, we're trying to be an encouragement to them because they are the ones that are on the front lines in these Native communities day in and day out. And they are under the same orders that the rest of the country is, as far as some of these states with the highest Native populations are the ones that are on lockdown, like Arizona is on stay-at-home orders. And so they're having to navigate, how do we reach out to those we love and care for? And I've heard things as far as firewood being brought out to people. Our team that is part of our ministry that's out in Arizona is working with a food bank to try to get a delivery, a truck delivery, up to the reservation of just basic supplies that people can come and pick up and just to be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus while observing the things, the restrictions that have been put in place. I even have heard just yesterday from one of our young leaders who just said, well, we started a group chat with the youth we work with because they're out of school and we have time. And so we're sharing fun things and we're encouraging them. And I think the key is that we're trying to make sure that people know that these Native people who we love so dearly know there is someone there for them during this time they can reach out to, and that they will be there for them when this is all over and these restrictions have been lifted.
And how would you like the rest of us to respond? Those who are outside of these Native communities, maybe some of our listeners or readers, they live in Arizona, but they don't, you know, have a connection to those tribal communities. How should they respond?
Katie, it's a great question because the reality is, and this really is heartbreaking but true, that Native people are generally off the radar. And as a close Native friend just yesterday said to me, which echoed what I've heard many times over the years, we are last on the list when it comes to so many things, especially for any kind of help. So how can people be involved with this, especially when you see that, no, we can't, we can't go to where they are right now. We have these restrictions in place. And the reality is a lot of these Native communities are trying to make sure they don't have outside people coming in so they can protect their people, which is a good idea. But a couple of things that people can do when they're asking, how do people help? First of all, the good news is there is money as part of the federal stimulus package that is heading their way to these Native communities, to the reservations across the country. I don't know if it'll be enough and it'll help some, but it doesn't answer all of the questions, especially those that have been neglected for decades. But at least it provides some relief. So that is good news. But I would say one of the key things here, and we say all the time, people need to pray. Prayer is going to be the decisive factor in helping Native America right now, because we need to pray for the right resources to get where they need to go. We need to pray for the protection of these communities, and we need to make sure that we are praying that hope is spread during this time. Because Native people are last on the list in many key areas of help, they're often the last on the list of the church. And it's not even that the church doesn't care. It's more often that they just don't know. So yes, pray, but also spread the word with others you know so they can be praying. Don't spread it in a way that is a pour them mindset, but just we've got brothers and sisters that need us to come alongside them in prayer right now. So definitely prayer. And then I would say, be part of sending messengers of hope to these communities when the restrictions have been lifted. While we can't go right now, our ministry is certainly doing all the planning behind the scenes to make sure that we can go as soon as restrictions have been lifted. I am richer for the Native people I've gotten to know over the years. And when all is said and done, they're going to need to know that people care about them now and when this crisis has passed. So we still plan on bringing Native young people together for the Warrior Leadership Summit Conference, however that might look. And we still plan to bring a team to Native communities sometime this year that will be messengers of hope for their people as they share their stories of the hope they found in Christ. So even though it may be like, well, we're giving, but are you going? Yes, we will still be going when we're able to go. So be part of sending those Native warriors who will be messengers of hope for their people.
And before I let you go, I just have to ask, what are maybe one or two ways that we can pray for On Eagle's Wings and your ministry team during this time?
I think the big thing for us is wisdom, that we will have wisdom as to how to approach these large group gatherings that are part of our ministry, just the Lord's timing on those, what he wants done with those so that we observe what restrictions are in place and also continue to be a voice of hope and do the things God has called us to do. And also that we would have great wisdom when it comes to how to help those who are day in and day out on the front lines, our ministry partners across the country. And if people want to find out more about the ministry of On Eagle's Wings, they can check out hopefornativeamerica.com and hear from some of our warriors. But this is a time for God's people to be lifting up Native American prayer, maybe like never before. And then maybe what starts here with a massive prayer effort will continue on and be the face of hope and change for decades to come in Native America.